The name of my poem is Dorothy Donegan, Queen of the Keys. My name is Connie Johnson, and the poem starts out with a quote by Dorothy in which she describes herself. She says, "I'm wild, but polished." Sensational. Largely unsung. Dorothy Donegan, known by jazz insiders as the female Art Tatum, his protege, the one who made him say, "She is the only woman who can make me practice." A band all by yourself. You'd swing from Beethoven to bebop, from Brahms and Bach to boogie woogie, from Rachmaninoff to ragtime. Queen of the keys, impossible glissandos, regal on the keys, a silver screen natural in Sensations of 1945. One critic likened you to a Toulouse-Lautrec lithograph. Yeah. "I like to steal the show," you boasted, and you did. Who could follow you? Eyes scanning the audience instead of the keys, mugging like Cab Calloway. While critics deemed you too much, too over the top. Wild, but polished, Dorothy Donegan, who should have been a household name, shortchanged by a short-sighted agent who turned down a 7-year contract with MGM. Oh, fiery femme. Burning up the keys as you'd swing from classical to the dirty blues and back again. Mostly confined to the cocktail piano scene. Effortless, left-handed riffs. They compared you to a royal lioness. Bold. Flashy showmanship. Too much. Demands for equal pay. Too much. Dorothy Donegan, a near forgotten footnote, a brilliant gem. Forever wild. Forever polished.